If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Once again, I'm like back on the RHOC kick. I don't know. I mean, okay, what do you guys think of Emily and Gina this season? I mean, are they like the new Vicky and Tamara, or is that just sacrilege for me to even say that? Gina is my new obsession. I think Gina is literally the funniest thing that the OC has ever seen. I'm totally obsessed with Gina this season. And I really want to hear everyone's opinions on Fancy Pants Jabra, because it sounds like it's pretty mixed. I mean, I'm loving it, but I know that a lot of people aren't. And what do we think of Noella? So let me know what you guys are thinking. Anyway, we share this classic, classic chat with the one and only Miss Lynn Curtin. Everyone always asks me which housewives are nice in the real world, which ones are not. Lynn is literally would not hurt a fly. One of the nicest, sweetest, kindest, most gentlest people in housewives I have ever met. So enjoy this vintage chat with Miss Lynn Curtin. And yes, we talk about her curtain cuffs. Hey guys, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. How is everybody doing?
And we are here joined behind the velvet rope today with the one and only Lynn Curtin from Real Housewives of Orange County. How are you?
How are you doing, David?
That, now I'm doing well. And now I was just telling you, I love this wall of flowers that you're sitting in front of. It's like it says, do what you love. And there's a million like red, pink, and white roses. That's so beautiful.
It's so fun. We get a lot of people coming by, a lot of tourists come in from the lagoon and want their picture taken in front of this wall.
Do people come in for the wall, or they come in because they're like, oh my God, this is where Lynn Curtin from Real Housewives of Orange County works?
I think they come in for the wall. That catches their eye first. And then I kind of trap them in here and try to get them to buy my jewelry.
And this is in, so this is your store in Laguna.
This is one of my best friend's store in Laguna. So she has a collection of all different artwork in here. Right on Coast Highway, right by Surf and Sand Hotel. So we're right across from the ocean today.
And she sells your jewelry in there.
She sells my jewelry, and she has a lot of other different artists. This is a real artsy town. So we have Laguna Beach Art Walk on Thursday nights, every first Thursday, and everybody opens up the store, and they open up their stores, and they have wine and, you know, hors d'oeuvres. It's such a fun town.
That's so nice. Now, how close do you live to there? Like, pretty close?
I live like 20 minutes away.
Okay.
I used to live like up the hill. So this is like, my kids went to school in this town. I love Laguna. It's my favorite place to be.
I love Laguna. I don't know how old your, I mean, I guess, did your kids know any of like the Laguna Beach, like the hill?
Oh, yeah. That's another story. Like, below Lauren Conrad. Like, her house was like right below her. And my daughter, one of her first boyfriends was Lauren Conrad's little brother. And so, you know, I remember when she was like in seventh grade, her brother gave my daughter like these really fancy chocolates and a teddy bear. And so we used to go up to their house in a golf cart because their house is like right behind our house.
Is that the same house that we saw on the show? Like, they still live in the
same house? No, that was a different house. This was another house that we had. We actually had two houses in Laguna, and then that was before the show, like maybe like 2 years before the show. So, but actually, the reason why I became on the show was because my one girlfriend, one of my best friends, who I went to acting school, her her daughter was on the Gonna Be Show, Kendra. So.
Oh, really? Interesting. Well,
she came and asked me, how would you want to interview for the show? And I was like, what? So that's how it all came about.
So she's the one, this girl that got you, she's the one that like introduced you to the Real Housewives of Orange County?
Yeah. One of my best friends, her and I had studied acting together, and we never did anything. I was maybe on like a video for like a dental office, and then she was on Days of Our Lives as like an extra, I think. And we never did anything. And then, you know, then her daughter became famous on that show, the Gonna Be Show. And then she's like, she'd always try to get me to come over to her house and film. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I said, okay, well, because I go, sure, you can get my name out. So she did. And then they called me. And funny thing is, I just had this skin, you know, I'm into like doing a lot of skin stuff. So I just had my face like totally burned off, I think. And so I was like, they kept on calling me, and I was like real hard to get. So I think they wanted me a little more because I was like, I can't do it this week. Finally, I did go to the interview, and they kept on calling me back, and, you know, it ended up 3 interviews, and then finally said they wanted to go with us. So that was exciting.
Wow. Now, are you from like Orange County originally? Like, did you grow up there, or you're from somewhere else?
I was born in Palo Alto in Northern California. And then my father, we lived in Orange County, but then we were transferred to Bangkok. So I lived in Thailand when I was a little girl. So
wow.
That's how I discovered jewelry, because my mom had all these beautiful pieces that, you know, emeralds and things like that were inexpensive in Thailand. So I was all mesmerized by all her jewelry. And so that's why I decided to become this, you know, get into the jewelry and, you know,
because I was. We're going to talk about the jewelry. I've got a lot to say. I even have to tell you what piece I'm obsessed with later on.
Oh, we've got
a lot to say about the jewelry. So that's kind of how you got involved with the OC. And then they called and they said that you got the show. Did you know any of the girls? Like, I mean, when they were casting originally, because you didn't come until season 4, you know, like buzz around Orange County when the show was being cast originally, or behind the gates of Coda de Cata?
Yeah, Coda de Casa.
Coda de Casa, yeah.
The funny thing is my one really good girlfriend was friends with Lori Peterson. And then I, you know, had gone to, they had a Sex in the City party at the Ritz-Carlton. I remember I had just found out I got the show, but it was supposed to be on the down low, so I wasn't supposed to say anything. So I was looking, and Lori was on the red carpet at the Sex in the City party. Remember when that movie came out? I think it was right like 10 years ago when that. They had like some big Sex in the City party there. And so I remember looking at Lori and George and going, oh, wow, I want to tell her that I got the show, but I couldn't say anything. And so then I didn't realize, but I was actually replacing Lori on the show. She was halfway, well, it was like maybe you started film maybe 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And they had me take, you know, go on her place. So.
It was so different back then because, I mean, like, right, like, that would never happen now. I mean, there was a lot of situations where someone came in the middle, like, right, you came in, like, I think episode 3 or 4, the episode after they left. And then it happened with, I think, like, Alexis, like, the next season, she came in the middle. Like, did you know, because, I mean, this was really back in the beginning, like, could you imagine, like, I'm sure none of you thought that, you know, whether you're on the show or not, that this whole thing would be this big.
Yeah. You know what? We didn't have social media back then. We didn't, you know, I thought, I didn't know it was going to go on forever. People were going to recognize me. I went into Ralph's one day, the grocery store here. I was like, and some guy asked me to sign his receipt for his mom. And the episode was only on like 1 week. And I was like, you already knew. And I was like, then I remember being at like, I went to some party at like, it was like some Playboy Bunny, it was at the Playboy Mansion at Hugh Hefner's mansion. It was some party it was one of those group parties where he would have it outside and everything. Someone came up to me, and I actually had just had a bunch of pot cookies. I had all these pot cookies. I had these like cookies in the car. My friend, I didn't know. I didn't think I was going to get high, and I was really stoned. and walking around, and people were going, "That's that housewife. That's that housewife." I'm like, "Oh my god!" I'm like hearing this out of my, you know, listening, going, "Oh my god!" I was so paranoid. I didn't think anybody would recognize me, you know, and I didn't think these cookies were. I was just hungry. I was just eating these cookies because I just thought, "Oh, this is nothing's going to happen to me."
See, that's the thing with edibles. See, I'm more of a drinker than a pot person, but
I can't do the edible thing anymore. Oh my god, that was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. You start hearing voices in your head.
That's what happens. I would just be afraid that, like, I would just eat everything because I would love it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I had it happen another time before. I had like I haven't had chocolate for a while, and I was eating all, and I was like, "These are so good. These are so good." I was sitting on my friend's deck in Laguna, and all of a sudden I got a heat stroke, and I couldn't move my feet. I was just like laying out there. She had to like carry me in the air conditioner. But yeah, they used to say on the show that I was the big pothead. And actually, by that time I was on the show, I couldn't even smoke pot because I'd be so paranoid.
So you were more of a pothead before the show.
Oh yeah, like in high school, and a couple times in high school, I still have these reoccurring dreams where I can't find my locker, or I don't know where my locker number is.
It happens. See, I'm just a vodka girl. I love. Grey Goose on the rocks, a double Grey Goose on the rocks. Lime is like heaven's.
A Greyhound. Do you like the Greyhounds?
Yeah.
I love margaritas now. I like the skinny girl margarita. Or like, you know, just the Patron and soda if I'm dieting. So.
See, but that's the thing. Like vodka and tequila, they're actually good for you if you drink. Those are the best things, really.
So it's so healthy for you, right?
We're being healthy, right?
You look so healthy. You're thin. You look good.
You're thin too. Listen, I am thin, but I have done damage in 4 weeks. Well, do you have a gym in your house or?
I was going to the gym every day. I have big ball that I sit on and do my sit-ups, and then I have this like stretchy like thing that I've been working out with. And some weights, but I don't have the full on gym anymore.
So. I mean, I have one in my apartment building, but it's closed now because of quarantine. I'm on a new crazy. I wake up at 4:45 in the morning now, and I'm doing boot camp at 6 a.m.
What? Good for you. I'm sleeping in. I sleep in every day. I'm so bad. I'm so guilty. I'm embarrassed to tell you what time I wake up.
I made up a backstory for you that you're more of a night person because. Which is fine. You could text me 24 hours, but you text me more when it's later, and then I feel you're sleeping in the morning.
I used to get up and be done with the gym by 9 o'clock. Now I'm like up at like the crack of noon, and then I'm working.
I think you're more of the normal one.
I don't know about that. I don't know. It's just like, I just love sleeping. I have my fan on and it's like dark. And it's like, I don't know what time it is it's always funny. I was like, what time is it? Because I turn my phone off and I'm like, oh my God, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, what am I doing?
That's good though. And, you know, I just had a feeling you were more of like a night person. What was I going to say? So you didn't really know anyone before you got on the show. And then,
No, just Lori. And I was like, I used to watch those, you know, a couple episodes. I'm like, how do these women do that? I'm like, I don't think I could ever. I thought, you know, you think that they're there 24/7 filming you. That's what I thought. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, they're going to see me at my worst.
So you watched the show a little bit before you were on it?
Yeah, I watched the one episode when Lori was trying to back up the Winnebago. She had this big Winnebago thing and she crashes like into something. And I mean, I was just like, how did they ever do that? And then they came to me and I was just like, oh, you know, we get it. I wasn't really trying, you know, when you're not trying, you didn't really care at the time. Financially, we were doing pretty good. And so I was like, oh, it'll be just interesting to see. But I actually studied acting before this whole thing, like 10 years prior. And I never did anything with it.
It's funny, like, in talking to, like, people like yourself that used to, there's actually a lot of people that have a similar story that studied acting. I mean, not like Elisa Rinna or Denise Richards, like someone well-known, but there's a lot of people that, like, have studied acting that didn't do much with it and then ended up on The Housewives in some respect. So it's kind of a common thing. Now, let's talk about you being on the show. And trust me, we're going to get to lots of other things afterwards. We need to talk about your jewelry, all sorts of other things. But let's just get the show out of the way because, like, let's face it, there's a lot of people that that's what they're going to want to hear about. Now, so we saw lots of things from you on the show. We saw your jewelry. So you did all your jewelry before you were on the show, or you kind of started it while you were on the show?
No, I had already, let's see, before I was even pregnant with my first daughter, I did a modeling job for this woman in Laguna. And I was like on a rock wearing this like bolero jacket and a skirt. It's all like this beautiful, like kind of like a khaki with like gold. Like it was just this girl was just the most amazing seamstress. And so she asked me to do this modeling job, you know, so I'm sitting on this like rock on the beach in Laguna, and it was in like the Laguna Beach magazine or something like that. So then I got pregnant with my daughter, and she's like, will you come work with me? Do you want to learn how to do all this stuff? So I was helping her design these belts, and you know, she gave me all this leather, and I was just going around with this leather, and I was gluing it on cardboard, cutting out pieces and making stuff. I had a little studio in Laguna, and I was selling these earrings for like $60. People were like, oh wow, those are really cool. And it was like that Pat Benatar thing was really in, so I was like cutting out triangles with like an X-Acto knife, gluing on the, you know, leather, these really cool, the leathers were like amazing. They had like gold and silver and snakeskin and all that. And so I was selling them. I was like, God, this is pretty cool. And then my one girlfriend here gave me this most beautiful bracelet out of leather. It was probably like $200. And so I was like, I can do that. So I started making, you know, learning how to do that. And then, gosh, how did it was just all, it all just spiraled into like learning how, right when the show came to me, I learned how to, you know, I was learning how to get the, where to buy the leather. Like they had already came to me and they had already said like, hey, if I didn't have this already, they'd be taking a cut of everything. Right. So it was kind of cool that I already had it before they even came to me.
That's true. I didn't even think of that. Right. Cause that's what
they said, you know what, if you develop a cookbook after this, we're taking, you know, a percentage. So that's kind of cool that I already had it in the works. And I just like, I was taking brooches and then having them remanufactured, changing it to my own design, like my grandma's brooch that she had, or like a one of those shoe clips that they had back in the day. I would take that and remodify it. And then just things that I really thought were cool and different, you know. So I have all these, you know, and you had to put prongs because they have to screw the leather. And then I was buying these brass bases that people were telling me I was taking, like, oh, she's taking paper towel rolls and like she's just covering paper towel rolls or toilet paper rolls. I'm like, I wish I could do that. You know, I mean, that'd be pretty cool, but it wouldn't be very sturdy. But it'd be good for the environment, right? Especially right now. I'm thinking maybe I might have to develop something with that.
Seriously. And it's good that you had it before the show, you know, because like you said, then you have to give them a percentage. And then we also saw, and I am not judging this because, I mean, we've all been there. We saw you get your facelift on the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't judge me right now. I have a little bit. I was like looking in the mirror. I was like, oh, my God, I look so. Sometimes when you wear makeup, it makes you look even older. And I'm like, uh-oh, I have a little bit like here. I need to go get a tweak.
No, you. So what? You haven't had a facelift since the show. This is the face on what you got, the face on the show.
That was the last thing I've done like major, but I have had like different treatments. And actually, my friend owns a spa, which is really sweet, and that she lets me go in there. I'm also a licensed esthetician for 17 years, so I can do all the, you know, heavy duty, you know, peels and like, so I know how to, we have all like the HydraFacial there. And so I had a profound treatment maybe like 8 months ago with my friend that's a plastic surgeon, Dr. Simone, who's amazing in Beverly Hills. And he's like been on Extra, and he said like, maybe I can get another tweak or something soon. if I agree to go on extra, I'm sure I can do it.
I was going to say, if you like, right, like I've had like certain surgeons here, like do things for free. If I put it on like my Insta story, I just get like injectables and filler.
You look pretty young though.
Because I get filler and injectables. Otherwise, I'm not sure that I would look so young, but a full facelift scares the hell out of me for some reason.
You know what? I always like to say, I don't know if I actually got the full Monte. I think I might've got the, like, just a little, like, behind, because that's, like, it wasn't that, I don't feel like it was that drastic, but I feel like it was definitely an improvement at the time,
Well, it's holding up well. You look
just fine. Thank you. You're so sweet. You're so nice.
Very well rested.
I love you. Hey, you need to come to Laguna. Hang out with us.
We're going to talk about that. I'm planning on being there. Who knows what's going to happen, but I'm coming there at the end of July. So we're going to have to hang out.
Perfect. Well, we're having a big party. I have an artist. She just asked me if she could do this book. She wanted to do a portrait of me. She's done like Kenny Chesney. So down the street, we have a gallery and we're going to do a big party and it's going to be for a charity. We haven't decided which one, but it's going to be like a 38-inch by 48-inch painting of me. And I'm like partially like nude, but I'm crossing my hands wearing like all my bracelets. So it's going to be kind of cool.
That's amazing.
I might be able to raise a little bit of cash on it, I thought.
That's amazing. Hopefully it'll be like towards the end of July-ish.
I think so.
Oh, cool.
We're doing a Thursday art walk, so we'll take you around and show you the town. You'll love it here. They'll love you here.
They will. Well, I hope so, because I'm supposed to, what I'm coming for is from Beverly Hills, Brandy Glanville and Kim Richards are doing like a, I don't even know what it is. It's like a comedy live something, so I'm going for that. I'll like tell you about it too.
We weren't too funny, but we just did the improv here with Lizzie and Peggy from cast members on the show.
I know. I saw that. It's funny. I chatted with Peggy on here on this show. I just chatted with her recently.
Aww.
Love Peggy. I love her.
Aww, me too. I hang out with her. We do a lot of classes. We do the bar class together, and she's a lot of fun.
She's awesome.
I just ran into Taylor. Do you know Taylor from Beverly Hills?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ran into her a few times, and we've gone to a couple little parties together. She's fun.
Where'd you run into her in BOC?
There's a place in Newport, Gulfstream. Ran into her there, and then I was like looking for. I have a grandson. He's 5, and so her daughter has an agent. She was recommending this agent, and so now I had my grandson sign up with this agency. So he's a little blonde. He had ringlets, like curly, like surfer kid, really cutie. But he hasn't done anything yet because my daughter hasn't gotten the work permit for him. And I'm like, you got to get a work permit.
Start them young. That's what I said.
Like, I can't even get him to school, Mom. How am I going to get him to go to an interview? So I'm like, okay.
Just try.
I know.
Right? Like, yes, I would say start them young. And then, but Taylor's great. And then we also saw, so like, my thing was, I'm trying to think back. You didn't really, I don't think you really had a lot of drama with a lot of the girls. I mean, you had this one thing with Gretchen where you thought she overstepped when she took Alexia shopping.
I would always get up to go to the restroom and then I'd come back and they'd be fighting and I'd be like, I missed it. What's going on? I was like in San Francisco, I remember. I'd like come back in and there's all this drama and I'm like looking like, what's going on? I don't know how I timed it so good, but I'd always miss it. And then I was just always I like had so much other drama to deal with that I didn't, I was like, this is not major to me. It's like all like, you took my martini. One that has that martini, the blue cheese olive martini or whatever. There's always like they find drama out of nothing. I'm like, what? That isn't a drama.
It's true. But I really still feel like back in the early days, which really in season 4 and 5 were the early days of this whole thing, the dramas were just so small compared to what they are now. I don't even I just mean from every franchise.
Exactly. I know. I mean, heavy duty. I watch all of them too. I watch every single. Bravo's like my only station pretty much at home. I always tell everybody I go to bed with Andy. I'm like, yeah, I'm so glad Andy's better and he's back on now. Gosh.
And doing it from home is such a good idea.
I know. Absolutely.
What is your favorite franchise? Like, we can take the OC out of it. Like, what's your favorite franchise at the OC?
Oh my God. I love Beverly Hills and I love New York. I mean, I don't even know. And I love all the Atlanta girls. We were able to do like a party. Well, we did a fashion show with them all. So I met a lot of them. I met Nene from Atlanta and all those girls, Sheree. And
where was that?
I ran into all the girls from New Jersey, like even the New Jersey girls. We were at, like, I was with Tamara and Eddie, and we ran into them at the Ivy. And they would just happen to be across the street shopping. We're like, oh my God, look, they're over there. Then they came over. So we got to meet Carolyn and Jacqueline and their husbands. We all had a nice little lunch one day. This has been years ago, but it's fine.
Who's your favorite from New York City, out of the New York City guys?
God, who do I? I just saw the Countess last night. She was on Andy. She seems really cool. Who do I really like? God, I can't really pick out one I really like in particular. I know who. Are you there?
Yeah. Or like
Dorinda. Dorinda. I love Dorinda.
Everybody loves it. Cool. Everybody loves Dorinda.
She's cool.
So now, and then on the show, when we first met you, you were married. We saw you get it. You got a divorce like shortly thereafter.
Well, that's still like in negotiations right now. So it's been like 7 years now, but we're still trying to wrap that up.
Wow.
Believe it or not, my anniversary is April 8th. It would be 30 years, April 8th. I can't even believe it.
Wow. I mean, I know divorces take a long time, but that's a long time, right?
Yeah. I just had to find him to serve him. That was like a big ordeal. And then I had to like hire a private investigator. And, you know, it's been a lot. And then it's just like, sometimes I just kind of forget about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta call, like, I'll try to get a hold of my attorney. And then I'm like, oh man. And then I just let it go. You know, it's like, I'm not engaged yet. So.
What are you now single? What's your story?
I'm like, man, why didn't I have a boyfriend with this whole thing going on? It'd be so nice to have a boyfriend at home, but it's okay.
I've said that like 800 times since this thing has started. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get a boyfriend after this is over. I am going out. I'm going to make it's going to be my mission to find a boyfriend now, because this is like ridiculous being alone.
I am said the same thing. I'm like, well, I love being alone and I'm a very independent person, but I'm like, but I have to tell you, all my friends that are home in relationships, I swear some of them are like, not some, a lot are just like, you are so lucky you're alone right now.
Really? Like, oh my God.
Half of them are like, you should be thrilled, like you're alone, you wake up, do what you want to do. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm really seeing it that way. But I said the same thing. I'm like, maybe this is a wake-up call to get a boyfriend, because like, this is not fun.
If you come to Laguna Beach, you will be a tit. Are you kidding? I'll take you all to all the places. We have a good karaoke place down the street. We have so much. There's so much to do here.
I'll be the hit. I'll come and you could show me around and you come here and I'm going to take you to the Regency. The men at the Regency would love you.
Okay. Where's that?
They would love you. It's where like a lot of the New York housewives hang out, you know. It's like, Well, it depends what you're looking for. It's like, you know, age appropriate, like men with money, but it's everyone's nice. Everyone talks to everyone else.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
So you started your own online store. You're doing what you love, selling products people want, and orders are coming in fast. So what's the problem? Now you got to ship all those products out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's easy to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. I couldn't ship the Behind the Velvet Rope merchandise out if I did not have ShipStation. Listen, ship more in less time. Just use my offer code VELVET to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in VELVET. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code VELVET. Make ship happen.
I've been hearing from you guys with all of your New Year's resolutions. You guys want to save money. You want to lose weight. Well, one of my New Year's resolutions is to learn a new language. And for that, I've turned to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Out of all the 55 countries I've been to, Italy was one of my favorite. And that's why I personally am looking into learning Italian. Listen, Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Their lessons were created by over 100 language experts, and their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you don't have to learn Italian. You could choose from Spanish, Russian, French, Italian, over 14 different languages to choose from. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. What is better than that? Listen, right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code VELVETROPE. That's Babbel.com. The code is VELVETROPE. Babbel, the language for life.
If you're anything like me, you have so much going on and your to-do list just keeps growing by the day, the hour, the minute. This year, put yourself first with the help of Dipsy. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life.
Anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost. Lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasy in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week. So hey, you never get bored. Variety really is the spice of life. For listeners of this show,
Dipsy's offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/velvet. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/velvet. dipsystories.com/velvet.
Do you guys do what I do every January? First, you think about the year prior of all the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to. Then you make a bunch of New Year's resolutions. And as soon as you break them, you feel bad about yourself. Are you in your own mind the way I was? Well, get out of your mind. Let me tell you, therapy can help you learn to be kinder and gentler to yourself and help you move forward. I have to tell you guys about Talkspace. Talkspace has been a miracle for me. First of all, they match you with a licensed therapist that you can connect with not only from your computer, but from your phone, anywhere on the go. I also love that Talkspace focuses on your schedule. They fit your schedule, not the other way around. With live chat, video, and audio sessions, you could easily fit mental health into your daily routine. I also love that your information is extremely private and it's just between you and your therapist. Listen, Talkspace can help you with anything, anxiety, depression, self-doubt. Make your mental health more than just another New Year's resolution with Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VELVET at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VELVET.
Well, you know, they say you can date someone half your age plus another year. So I'm okay. I could be in the 30. No, I'm not going to be greedy. I'll take somebody 50. 50 is a good age for me. So, I don't know. What do you think?
That's a
problem. Can I be 49? I'm lying to be 49 now. I used to lie to be 29. Now I'm like lying to be 49.
I think 49, you can get away with it. It's fine. I usually lie about my age when I talk about age, too. No problem with that. I feel like it's fine to lie. It just matters what we look like, really.
Yeah.
Now, we also saw on the show a lot of like the critic, like there was a lot of like mom shaming, you know, like with your daughters and all that. Like, I mean, I'm just saying like people, I just think people are so quick to judge, you know?
I know. Well, one episode they see me and I'm like, oh yeah, it's okay. She's drinking. They don't know what happened before that. I saw that my daughter, I think we had a dinner party at our first dinner party. And I think Fred Siegel was, you know, the department store, the people there doing a little trunk show. And I had my jewelry there. And they showed me, like, look at my daughter, glance. But I think they actually, you know, cut that. Because I would have never gone, oh, it's okay. She's having, like, a Cosmopolitan or whatever, you know.
And that, of course, right, like, 1 second, the way it's edited, it becomes, like, this whole thing. You know?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about when you were on the show with all these wonderful people. Let's just go down the list. I mean, we keep it like, I just am curious to see what you think of everyone. So, like, we'll start with, like, Gina Keough. Like, do you still talk to her? Like, how was she on the show? She's, like, as OG as it gets.
Yeah, I ran into her at a place in Laguna a few different times. And, yeah, she's a sweetheart. I actually came across a picture because we went to Beverly Hills. It was called Beverly Hills Mutt Club. And actually, I still have my dachshund. She's like, my dachshund is 14. So we all had our dogs. And Gretchen, Gina, and I are at this. This is before Lisa Vanderpump even had her, like, doggy place. And so we're all holding our dogs at this, like, real bougie kind of, like, a little doggy place. And so I came across that photo. I'll have to send it to you. It's funny. Yeah, Gina's always been sweet to me. She was, you know, she's a little tough cookie, though, than most of the people I hang out with. But
I saw her at Bravo.
If I still run into her, I'll still give her a hug. I'll still, you know. But we're not, like, we don't talk all the time.
You know? And you're close. Like, who are you? Okay, before we even get into there. And then you were on with Gretchen. You speak to her?
We just did a birthday party for our friend Lizzie, and like, I think there was maybe six of us there, like Lydia, Lizzie, Peggy, Gina, no, I'm sorry, Emily, the new, you know, Emily, and God, it was like, I think it was all together, there were six, so we all got along good, lots of champagne.
These are all the people, when I come to visit, you need to round up all these people.
Oh, yeah, they're all coming. I'm going to have them come to the charity auction for the painting. So that'll be fun in Laguna. Laguna is wild in Laguna on a Thursday art walk, especially when there's free cocktails up and down the street. So it'll be fun.
We have something similar here, like in New York on Thursdays, like the art galleries, like in West Chelsea. Same thing. Like you just go from like one to the next and there's like wine and you look at art and stuff like that.
Go. That sounds like my kind of scene. I love it.
Do you come to New York? I don't think you come to New York a lot, right? I can't. Have you been to New York?
Actually, maybe I think maybe 3 or 4 years, I think maybe it's been 4 years, I was in Boston doing a trunk show, and then we went into New York, and coincidentally, Tamara was on Watch What Happens Live, so I went just to be in the green room, and then they asked me if I would go on the after show. So Eddie and I sat in the audience and watched Tamara, and then I had given Tamara this necklace, and she didn't have a necklace to wear, so she like put that on. So she was rocking that on the show, which was really sweet. I ran into her at the Fit Expo. There's a Fit Expo, and they own Cut Fitness still. So they were at that. She was at the Fit Expo about a year ago now.
How is Tamara? Like you still talk to her? Kind of just like in that thing.
Just briefly. It's been, you know, God, a year. It's been a year. Like it was the last Fit Expo in LA and Anaheim. So it's been a while. But we were pretty close on the show. But it's like when you're on the show and you're not on the show, it's hard to, like, you know, they kind of keep in their own little thing, you know. I graduated, they're still in high school or whatever, you know, they're still like in their thing, and I'm out of the scene. So,
and what about Vicky? How was she?
I talked to Vicky because I wanted to do a party for her, so at the spa, we were going to do like, I thought we'd do like a little wedding, like pre-party where she can have all the girls have their skin and makeup done at my friend's spa, and then right now I guess she's postponing it for a while with everything that's going on, so we'll have to see about what's going on.
And is Orange small as, like, I mean, it sounds like you guys all kind of run into each other.
Oh yeah, it's so fun. It's like I'll be shopping, I ran into like Lori Peterson at like Bloomingdale's or whatever, you know. So how I did a radio, actually did Peggy's podcast a few years back with Gretchen and Lizzie and myself. And then Emily came and did a guest little spot for us when we were on, I think like a couple months ago back at the Irvine Improv. So that's kind of cool.
I think that's where the show is ongoing. I think it's at like the Irvine, I'll look it up. I think it's at the Irvine Improv.
Probably. Oh, well, I'll have to get tickets. I'll have to find out about that.
I'll I'll send you that. And when you know about your art thing, you'll tell me.
Yeah, I will. I'll plan. Richard, actually, I did something for Wango Tango with Kiss FM.
Oh, wow.
I was actually gifting my jewelry to the celebrities at this Wango Tango that they had, and actually ran into Kyle Richards and actually ran into one of the girls from, God, was it Dallas? Stephanie from Dallas.
And so she nice.
So I have both of them wearing my bracelets. Now I have Emily wearing my bracelets, and Lizzie has one on my bracelet, you know, so it's like they all get gifted my jewelry, which is kind of cool. They represent.
Good average. Like, have them wear it on the show, you know. Emily, I like had dinner with Emily when she was in New York. You know, I don't know, probably like the last few times I had dinner with her once. She's like lovely.
Oh, nice. Aww. Very cool.
Are you shocked at like the fact that like Tamara and Vicky are not there anymore? I mean, it's a little shocking as far as Vicky goes.
I don't believe it till I see it though, because last year they said Vicky wasn't going to be on. I saw her quite a lot on the show. So you never know what's in the works with them. I can't see. I don't think they're ever going to go away. You know,
they're
going to be on. I do too. She's great.
Her favorite.
Tamara and Vicky. I love both.
They're both great. Who's your favorite Beverly Hills housewife?
Oh my God. I really like Lisa Vanderpump a lot. Really like her. And I love Lisa Rinna. I love her. God, it's like look at Pitt, because they're all really nice. Teddy seems really cool.
I love Lisa Vanderpump and Rinna. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Kyle's amazing. When I met her, she was like, we did some photos together. She's cool.
Kyle,
it's like, and just Pitt. They're all so great, you know.
They are. Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
All the time. Watched it last night.
I caught up in the past 2 days. I didn't watch this whole season. I watched the whole thing between the past 2 days. It is like a gift that keeps giving. It's amazing.
I know, right? I love it. Stassi's getting engaged and they're trying to hide it from her. And She's probably already married by now. It's like the way they film these things. People would think it was in real time with me. I'm like, oh God, that happened like months and months. That's old news. They'll come up to me and say, oh, I feel so bad for you about that. I'm like, oh no, we're all made up by then, you know, and everything.
People don't. That's right. It's like, my favorite, though, my two favorites are Sheena. I have strange favorites. I love Sheena and Kristen. I love Kristen.
Yeah, I do too. I know. And then last night, when that other girl was making out with the guy that she was with, I was like, she was making out with, was it Max? The other girl that was pretty blonde, and then Sheena had the braids on in the one episode. And then she was just like, oh, gotta get out of her. I felt bad for her. But yeah, they all sing. I did an event there actually with my jewelry line, and Lisa was there. I've hung out with Lisa and what's his name, her husband? And
pardon? They're great. I mean, because you're so close to LA.
He's a sweetheart. They're so nice. I actually went to one of the plastic surgeons that passed away a while ago. They had a big party. Dr. Frank Ryan, I think. Really sad. It was his memorial service at their restaurant, and that's where I met Lisa. And they were just sweetest people.
What about, speaking of surgeons, what about Bosch, Terry and Paul?
Oh my God. I ran into Terry and Heather at our Masters here quite a bit. And I went to Paul's for a party because the girl that did my eyebrows, Beverly Hills Microblading, she is right across the street. She did a party at Dr. Nassif's office. So he's a sweetheart. They're nice people.
I mean,
and now they're selling hand sanitizer. Terry and Heather on the, I turned on HSN the other day and they're on there selling this hand sanitizer. They find a way to make a buck always. It's great.
I didn't realize he had hand sanitizer, but that is...
Yeah, his is special. You got to check it out.
Well, Paul is...
They're so cute on air together. It was their anniversary the other day, and they were on. Kind of cool.
Oh, really? Paul has been doing on, like, Instagram, he's been, like, showing people how to put on masks.
Oh, really? Is there a special way we have to put them on?
I don't know. I kind of paid attention. It seemed like it, yeah. It seemed like there was a way. I mean, now here, you kind of almost have to wear one. They've made it, like, mandatory. But at least you're able to still go to your store. Like, your store is, like, the store you're at now. At least you're able to. I mean, that's the difference. You guys have cars.
Oh, we've been on a kick now. My friend's the owner. We've been spraying everything gold. We're like the Midas touch. Everything is, like, we got some couple of cans of spray paint, and we've been just spraying. So if you come in here, you're gonna like see everything. It's all just like matte gold now.
I love that.
We're just working today. We've got our doors are closed. We're not allowed to be open, but we're just like working on doing the redoing our, you know, just making everything look pretty.
I love it. And so Lynn Curtin Cuffs, like, that's doing well.
Yeah, it's doing good. Cause no one can shop, you know, in stores. So they can go online. I have just an online store now, so they can check it out. Going to Vegas. Pardon?
Oh, really? You're going to Vegas for a trade show?
I'm going to Vegas, if all goes well, for the magic. So all the big department stores can buy my line. So this is it, you know. This is the 1 year, and I'm ready to go.
That's when is that?
It's in August, middle of August. So
let's hope. It'll be fun. That's real fun.
Cross your fingers for me.
Listen, if I can't come out there in July, I'm going to be really upset. I mean, I had 1,000 travel plans between now and then, but I just think reasonably I'm hoping July.
You'll be able to go. It's going to be, it'll be fine. By then, this will be a distant memory, I hope.
I think so. I mean, hopefully. So, the thing is, as far as, like, housewife products go, I think the three iconic, this is honest to God true, the three iconic housewife products to me are Ramona Pinot Grigio.
I love it.
She buys Sheree from Atlanta, and I'm telling you, Lynn Curtin Cups is one of the iconic Housewives products.
You are so sweet. Do you wear a cup? I'll have to mail you. Can I cup you?
Okay. Well, speaking of that, because in preparation for our chat today, I want the lion to me. I am obsessed with lions.
Oh my God! Give me that lion. Hey, assistant over here. There's Vanna White here. Is gonna. Here we go.
Oh my God! Let me take a picture.
Do you want the matte gold we have with or without Swarovski crystal eyes?
I didn't even.
And I also have it in silver.
Let me say.
Product placement here.
For everyone who can't see this, it's literally a lion on a cuff, and it is like I have a thing with lions. I just love lions.
Okay, all you cats and kittens out there. Have you seen the Lion King? Have you seen the Tiger King? Well, I'm the Lion Princess here.
I have seen Tiger King. Have you seen Tiger King?
Oh my God, I watched it all in one day. I watched all of Ozark, all of Billions.
Ozark? So, I couldn't get into Ozark this season. I couldn't get into it.
You gotta watch it because the last episode, oh my goodness.
That's what someone said. I don't understand. Yeah. I didn't pay attention, but that's my favorite cup. It's like this big cup for everyone listening.
Which one? I'll send you silver or gold. I have like the silver I did in it's a shinier finish, and then this is the one without the crystals in the eye. This one has no crystals in the eye, and this one does.
I think maybe gold, don't you?
Yeah, I think matte gold would be nice.
I think gold.
The center has my name on it too. Oh. You can barely see it though.
I'll take your name on it. I think the gold.
Okay.
It's a nice big cup. I like it.
Yeah. Some lady get two one day. I was at an event. She wanted two. Like she was like going to be like that Xena queen of the jungle or whatever. It's kind of cool.
I am all about that.
I'd be honored if you wore it. That would be great.
I will totally wear it. Like I literally was looking at your website. I'm like, I love lions.
Thank you. I've got more lions coming in too. I'm doing more. Doing a lot more.
Are your cuffs your biggest seller compared to like the necklaces?
Definitely. That's why I started with. I used to do a lot of leather. I'd wrap the leather, and I didn't have that emblem going through the the lions in the middle of the leather. And then I started doing it this way.
That's good.
The leather was very expensive to do the leather because I had to have the emblem made, and then that leather had to go through the emblem had to go through the leather with these four prongs, and so those sold. And I was thinking of bringing those back. I think I might eventually bring those back. So,
see, that's good.
They're gonna be like maybe one of a kind, like special.
I like it. I like it. The lion, that and the lion. Amazing.
I have a peace sign one. Everybody's like, oh, do the peace sign again. I guess peace sign and like the 80s and 70s is coming back. So.
I also love peace signs. I have this necklace with a big peace sign on it. I'll take a picture. Okay. And show it to you.
Oh, cool. Oh, I have
to do the peace sign. So what have you been doing in quarantine besides you're just home, you're alone?
I'm staying so late. And I'm actually doing some leather. I have all these leather, tons of leather scraps, like snakes. And so I just started I'm doing a big picture. And it's going to be, hopefully it'll be like in one of these galleries soon. So I'm just trying to make use of all my leftover. I just did a rose gold piece with some freshwater pearls, matching like necklace, bracelet, and earring.
Well, you seem to really love it. I mean, you seem to love what you do.
Oh yeah, I love it. It's, I'm catching up on things that I haven't done for so long. It's like, I mean, I just like, you know, you tear out of your house and you're like, everything's all over, like, you know, you're doing, you know, us women. And now I'm like, my house is all clean and, you know, everything. I'm like, well, you know, I have time. You have time to do what you want to do. I walk a lot, work out a lot. I do go out here and there just to get groceries, but I'm wearing my mask and I'm like, it's so funny because I see people like they dodge you. Like you go down like a different, there might be three people in the whole store and you look and oh my God, the person sees you and they like run the other way. And then you're running the other way. And then you turn your head and you're holding your breath. Like that's going to make a difference.
That's like what I've been
doing.
And where are your daughters we saw on the show? Are they close by? They're in Laguna and
those Carlsbad and Newport, so not too far away. And I'm missing my grandson. I just mailed off his Easter candy and his card. So I know. You know, I won't get to see him on Easter. I'm so sad. It's been over a month, so I'm just like cringing. I want to see him so bad.
They're just staying in too. They're all like at their respective places.
Oh yeah, my daughter. I was like, you didn't call me for a few days. What do you think, you're gonna catch it or something? Catch it through the phone? I was like, why haven't you called me? So yeah, we talk like every like 4 or 5 days. So,
but are your daughters like, oh my God, we were on this show? Like, are they just, it never comes up because they were much younger then.
Initially, when it first came up, the Kardashians just started, so like. They were like so excited. They're like, oh man, we're excited. We want to do it. But then towards the end, they were like, I don't know. I'm so, you know, after what happened and everything with that whole thing, they were like, oh no, I felt so bad. You know, I was like that. I was caught off guard by the whole thing. Had I known that was ever going to happen, I don't know if I would have ever done. You don't think I was like, I have nothing to hide. You know, when the show first came to me, I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong or doing anything illegal. Nothing's, you know, I have a happy life, happy husband, happy. We were just all, you know, happy family. Everything was wonderful, you know, so you don't think, you know, these things are going to come up.
Totally.
Not in my plan at all.
So you must have been like so shocked.
Oh God. It was like, because I didn't know about it until my daughter called me on the phone that, you know, she called me and my husband and I were out getting Starbucks, like our regular day. And she just started crying. She's like, they just bust through the doors and I can't even, you know, or, you know, we had like a glass front door. And, you know, it's like, they just came in and with cameras. And like, I was like, what the heck? And so I was that out of anything just like tears me up inside when I think about it all the time. I'm just like, can't even, if that would have happened to me in high school, and I would have been like not prepared. You know, when you want to look your prettiest and your best, and you see peers watching you from Laguna Beach High School, and you're like, you know, she's beautiful complexion, but I think she had like some kind of like zit cream on her face or something. And she was probably like mortified, you know. And then they're like, in your face, and you're only, you know, I think she might have just turned 18. I'm not sure, but I mean, it's like,
high school is tough. Did they get like backlash in high school? Because kids could be mean.
Yeah, they can. Horribly mean. Oh, just kid, adults be mean. Oh my God, just right now, my friend was like, you just got a bad message on your phone. I'm like, what? What are they saying? They're still giving me a hard time about being a parent. I'm like, my kids are over 28 years old. You know, why are they, you know, 27, 28? Why are you giving me a hard time now? I there's nothing you can do when your kids turn 18. There's nothing you can do. You do the best you can do, and I did the best I could do. And I don't feel in my heart that I did anything wrong. I did the best that I could do. This, what you get is what you get, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, I know there was all those things and, like, all that backlash a few years ago. And, I mean, you still get, like, people DMing you just out of nowhere. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. And they're my friends, supposedly. They're my friends on Facebook or Instagram. I'm like, well, do you know that I can just delete? I just delete. I mean, I don't even read it, and I just delete. Or I don't respond back. The best way to get back at a bully is just don't respond back. So that's what I do. I just either delete them or I don't even respond.
It's true, because anything you say,
they're trolls sitting there. You don't know what that person even. Of course, it's usually a picture of like. It's not even a picture of the person. So you're like, who? It's like a shadow of the person. I'm like, well, you know, grow some balls and like, let's see your face. What do you look like? You know, seriously. What I mean?
Same thing. Like when it usually happens to me, you look and you're like, you have 5 followers. Like you're not even
exactly.
This is some fake profile that's like, show yourself if you want to speak to me, you know? But I like anything you say, it's just going to fuel the fire. They're going to love, it's like you're, it's feeding into it. I just like to
feed. They know you received it, but yeah, you know, it's like the only people that really care about whoever matters in the world, the people that are your friends and your family. And then that's all that really matters. So, you know,
I think so.
And you know, in your heart that you're a good person and you know, I try to like not have any negative thoughts about, you know, it's sometimes it's hard not to when you're mad at someone, but you know, you just gotta let it go because life is short. You know, you just gotta look at this whole thing that's going on. You just don't know. I mean,
I agree.
Just do the best you can do. You know?
Listen, so, it's hard. I mean, you seem like a very upbeat person.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm pretty, I stay as positive as possible. Just like live in the moment. That's all you can do. You know, stay positive, be thankful that we have people out there that are still keeping the restaurants and the hospitals. All these people that are like one of my best friends is a doctor in Long Beach. She's like, guess what? I'm doing, she has 2 little kids too. She's like, we have 12-hour shifts to do right now. And she's like, you know, going to the hospital. They have a makeshift tent out in front of the hospital, two of them right now. Just going home to these little, like a 3 and a 5-year-old right now.
What are you going to do besides trying to find a boyfriend? What is on your agenda as soon as we get out of here?
My God, I got to go to LA because right before this whole thing happened, I went to LA and dropped off all my designs. And so I'm like, everything shut down. So I'm waiting for these new designs to come out. I have a whole other line that, you know, you're going to be like very surprised. It's going to be really cool. It's matte gold and like a black, you know, the oxidized metals and like diamonds, black diamonds, higher end, definitely unique. And I think you're going to like it. I think everyone will like it. So hopefully look out Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's because they've actually invited me to do some trunk shows. So we'll see. That will be coming up. Maybe by the time you're out. That was all in the work. So maybe that will be happening soon.
Well, that's like Brian wanted big. Like it really could be unisex. A lot of the stuff really could be unisex.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think so too. I have some Stingray pieces. A lot of the guys were the wrap Stingray one. It kind of has like these little Cartier screws around it that are it's pretty cool, double wrap.
Oh, wow.
I went to Philly and I did an event and I was doing dog collars and this guy kind of looked like Billy Idol. He literally bought this dog collar, had a big crystal stone on it. And it was like, and he like put it on, it was rocking it. And he looked great in it. He had like blonde spiky hair like Billy Idol. But yeah, I did have a lot of
listening to Billy Idol yesterday.
What? No way. I love him. White Wedding.
A little Billy
Idol. I love that song. Can you sing a little for me?
Can you sing?
Hell no. If only I could sing, I would have such a good voice. That's what I always say because I feel like I could do the moves and all that, but I sound horrible.
Me too. I'm so jealous of anyone who could sing or like wants to play an instrument, like start young. It's like, I wouldn't have minded being like playing guitar and being in a rock band if I had to do it all over again. Like I would have started guitar at like 3, 4, 5. That's not a bad way to go.
I know, right? I tried to play the guitar, but it hurt my fingers. I was so bad. And then on piano, I had piano lessons and I could only play like Heart and Soul. That's all I could play, that one song. That was it.
That's a good song. When all over, I'm truly coming. Like you'll tell me when this, because I'm really, I have to, I'll send you when this Brandy Kim thing is. It's some date it got scheduled for. I don't remember when. It was supposed to be in April, but it got rescheduled for July.
Okay.
So
I'm there. I'd love to.
We'll hang out. You'll tell me when your art thing is.
We'll get a table. I might have some connections at the improv.
Okay.
You have to come visit. This is called Fairy Tale Flowers in Laguna. It's amazing. We just got a psychic, and we have a psychic in one of the. She's a kind of like Taylor. What's his name? Tyler Henry. Did you watch Tyler Henry last night?
I've met him so many. I love Tyler Henry. I've met him so many.
Oh my god, he's amazing. I want him to read me. I'm excited. We all also have like a medium here, so she's here, and I'll send you her information. But I'm gonna get her. If she wants to be at the improv, I'm gonna get her. Find out our contact for the improv and get her in.
We can have a whole week of events.
I know, right?
We can go to the bars. We can. Medium reading. I'm like very. Give me like
some skinny girl margaritas and some vodka and soda. What you drink again? Vodka, Grey, like a just vodka soda.
Grey Goose on the rocks. Forget the soda. Grey Goose.
Awesome.
Like vodka on the rocks.
That sounds good. Yeah, it'll be fun.
And what's the name of this shop again? Fairy Tale Flowers.
Fairy Tale Flower, and everybody has to come and get a picture in front of the selfie. It's amazing. I was there.
It's really pretty. Yeah, no. It's like a wall of flowers. And before you leave, I want to take a picture of you.
Aww.
Have it. I mean, this is what we have to do. Oh, that looks good, actually. This is what we have to do until we can see each other in person. You look very, you do not look tired. You look totally showered. And look, now this is what we have to do also. This is what I do also. Look, we're going to do a selfie together like this.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that. Hold on. Let me move. You could see my messy apartment in the background.
Aww.
Look, this looks much better. Look at this. Believe it or not, this does work. That's what our lives have come to, Lynn. Seriously.
That's hilarious. The Corona selfie. The new Corona selfie. I love it.
It's called the Corona selfie.
That's awesome.
But is there where can everybody find you online? Instagram?
Oh yeah. It's Lynn Curtin Designs _. So it's Lynn with an E and Curtin with no A. That's what I always like to tell them. Just lynncurtin.com is my store. They can go to lynncurtin.com. And then they can also follow me at Fairy Tale Flowers.
Everyone needs to go and follow all of those.
And it's not just flowers. We have everything. We even have hand sanitizer that's all organic. There's 25 different people in here that have the most amazing artwork. So
I love it. Really, like, guys, go and look at it. The wall of flowers, you are going to want a picture in front of it. Check out Lynn Curtin's website, lynncurtin.com, because the cups, check out specifically the Lion Cup, Lion to me. That is the best one. Thank you. And aww, you and I can
text.
And we can text tonight.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait.
I was telling one of my friends, I'm like, you know, no, it's true. Like, I've made new quarantine friends. You're on my new quarantine friend list.
Yeah.
And we're both home alone. We have to, you know, we have to entertain.
I know.
See, and I kept it very light. I kept it very light.
You did. You did a good job. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are a very fun, wonderful person. I really do enjoy your company, even though we have it.
We'll have a cocktail. We'll have a virtual happy hour one night. Okay?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. We'll like do it.
Can't wait.
We'll do it.
Looking forward to it. So nice. And thank you for having me on your show. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Thank you for chatting. I'll keep you posted, and I'll like text you later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, David. You're such a sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.